Good evening, everyone. It's your host, Melissa at Strange, Strange, Beyond Insane. Tonight I have, I have a sad episode. I do want to give my condolences to a TikTok legend, Kyle Marissa Roth. She was a content creator. She's known to spill some controversial hot tea on celebrity blind items. She had a really funny, fiery personality. She was very entertaining. When I found out today, after, you know, having a great day, we took like a little motorcycle bike trip through the neighborhood, and it was a gorgeous day, and we came back here, and I was in the garage, and I was on my phone for a few minutes because I haven't really been on TikTok today, and I seen the news, and at first I thought it was fake news. I was like, oh God, you know, because people are always bullying her because she does make enemies, obviously, when you're spilling tea like that about celebrities. You also have their, you know, little gang behind them, you know, sticking up for them, and you know, the celebrities themselves. So I'm just gonna dive right into this. She had a lot of beef with Nicki Minaj on a couple, I don't know, maybe 3, 4, 5 episodes ago, when I talked about the TikTok crossfire that I was involved in, because I did make a comment on Kyle's page. She ended up pinning my comment and making a video about it. And all I had said was, you know, if Nicki Minaj, if this isn't true about her, why is she so pissed? I mean, she's going so hard on, you know, Kyle and then the other, I think it's called Spill Celebrity, whatever. That's one of Kyle Marissa Roth's competitors about the blind items. And it was, like, so entertaining that my comment got pinned, and there was like so many more comments on it, and then another user, TikTok user, said, I think they're mixing Melissa up with somebody else. And okay, you guys, so a blind item is a news story, typically in a gossip column, in which the details of the matter are reported while the identities of the people involved are not revealed. The invention of the blind item is credited to William Dalton Mann, 1839 to 1920, he lived, publisher of Town Topics, who often used it for blackmail. So, like, an example of a blind item would be, an item might be about a celebrity, politician, or other public figure. It may also be about someone in the entertainment industry, such as an actor, director, or producer. The blind items are usually a paragraph or two long and provide some information about the celebrity in question. So, I just want to play one of Kyle Marissa Roth's, one of her famous lines. And if you guys don't know who she is, you'll know as soon as you hear this. Let me just pull this up. Give me one moment. You guys, I'm still in shock over it.
I just saw the news about Kyle Marissa Roth's passing, and I honestly am shocked and heartbroken. After a week of fans speculating that something was wrong because they had not heard from Kyle on any of her social platforms, Kyle's mother took to LinkedIn and said, "This is not a platform for personal life shares, but so many of my connections on this platform go back years, and I have a devastating loss to share. My daughter Kyle has passed away. She touched some of your lives personally and some of your lives via her immense life on another platform. Kyle loved and lived fiercely. Nothing makes sense now, and we'll understand more in the next few days. Be kind to one another, please. Kyle was my friend on this platform, and I honestly had wondered, like, I want to say like 2 weeks ago, because I had not seen it."
TikTok, I don't know what I
I just saw.
Here to ease up.
All right, you guys, let me hear her.
Today is April 15th, 2024, and it has been confirmed.
And it said that it robbed me of everything.
Oh, here we go. Okay, so I'm trying to find... I don't see it. But she is the one on TikTok, Instagram, all other platforms. She is the one that says, you want more, I'll give you more. And, okay, so I'm gonna... This video is, like, really important to play because... So I told you guys, Nicki Minaj was a... sending death threats to her and stuff. She had to get a restraining order. In Nicki Minaj's fans, the Barbs. Okay, so this girl I also follow, and she's gonna play one of Kyle's videos before she passed about J-Lo. She had a lot of beef with J-Lo lately, and she was really doing some deep dives on P. Diddy, and we all know what's going on with the P. Diddy shit. We will come on here about that. When Kiki, aka Kristen, she's been on here. That's an episode she really wants to do, and it's, she's actually getting ready to leave to travel, for work. When she comes back, her and I will definitely be doing some episodes on that. Let me play this.
Today is April 15th, 2024, and it has been confirmed that Kyle Marissa Roth has passed away. But if you go to her mother's LinkedIn page, which is right here, Jackie Cohen Roth. She did put a post out a few hours ago, and it said this. This is not a platform for personal life shares, but so many of my connections on this platform go back years, and I have a devastating loss to share. My daughter Kyle has passed away. She touched some of your lives personally and some of your lives via her immense life on another platform. Kyle loved and lived fiercely. Nothing makes sense now, and we'll understand more in the next few days. Be kind to one another, please. I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to think it was true. And this is horrible. And this is devastating. And she was so sweet. And people are cruel. And people are very cruel. I don't know what happened, but this is fucking... This is terrible, okay? Because we were all friends with her. I don't know what happened. She lost her main account. This is just too much, man. Girl, you're so funny. And sweet. And you didn't take any shit. I do hope that each of you guys on the internet are nicer than what you are to people on here, because we have feelings, you know. Thanks. Today is April 15th, 2024, and it has been confirmed that Kyle Marissa Roth has passed away. But if you go to her mother's LinkedIn page...
Okay, I wanted to pull up the video of her about J-Lo. Give me one second. I gotta pull this all up.
She robbed me of everything. And if I die of colon cancer, it's on her.
This is what Kyle Marissa had to say about J-Lo just 2 weeks ago, which would have been exactly 1 week before she passed away. I was stunned to hear this, and I thought you guys would be too. Roll the clip.
This article was published in Forbes yesterday, March 31st, featuring me. TikTok creator Kyle Marissa said that her account had received copyright strikes on every single video that contained footage from the greatest love story ever told. As a result, her account is now permanent banned. J-Lo's narcissism single-handedly crushed the main portion of my small business, Kyle Marissa said. I didn't even have the opportunity to download or save 4 years worth of my content that had been viewed over a billion times and accumulated over 50 million likes.
Okay, so she's saying that J-Lo got her account banned. And if, I don't know if you guys heard that, because she sped this video up. So she says, I did not even have the opportunity to download or save 4 years worth of my content that had been viewed over a billion times and accumulated over 50 million likes. She had a TikTok of almost 700,000, and she's lost thousands and thousands of followers.
He's gone.
Thank you. she was very upset in this video. And it's very, very disturbing to watch. Give me one second.
Do you guys remember when JoJo Siwa
robbed me?
Just when this week couldn't get any better, my main account got banned. Yeah, all that hard work. So I'm gonna upload some. I'm gonna cry. That's. Sorry. Just when this week couldn't get any better.
And it says her last main content was about J-Lo, and I mean a 40-part series, so 40 different episodes. She was big mad about her account. TikTok has taken down many creators' accounts, even my own, but one of the first people I wanted to refollow was Kyle Marissa Roth.
My main account.
Now, let me go.
Do you guys remember?
Okay, so this is her new one that she had started. And she is very, very desperate in these videos. And you can just hear how the desperation in her voice.
I got a few DMs asking about this information because obviously my main account is currently gone, and the link in my bio is for the TikTok report. So here are my Cash App, my Venmo, but most importantly, the link to my Patreon. If you can, please subscribe in case I don't get my main account back. And again, if you copy and paste the link in my bio into an external browser and open it from there, you should be able to verify and not get the 20 different verification alerts to not be a robot that you do when you open it through TikTok. I'm going to take a moment to self-promote because all of my Patreon members and friends told me I suck at it and I'm going to do better because I need to fucking self-promote. Here's my new backup. I've actually had it for like 2 years. Please go follow it. Subscribe to my Patreon right here. I'll put the link in the caption and the link in the comments. Self-promotion, that does it really badly. Also follow my IG and my YT. I'm going to take a moment to self-promote because all of my Patreon. My main account got banned. I have no idea why. I haven't been on it all day. I need everyone's help. This is an emergency, please, because it's about to be the end of the month. This was my first month remonetized, and I literally need this account in order to pay my rent because I'm so fucked. So if you can do me a favor, everyone, go to the link in my bio. I changed it from my link tree on here to just straight to this TikTok website. You open the link, okay, and you put in account ban suspension, the banned account. It's not age-related. I don't know why it's banned. I put my email in. I think you can put your emails in. The username is TheKyleMarissa, and then it has additional details. And just put in anything, like, please restore, please unban @TheKyleMarissa. If everyone could just take a minute and do this, please. I will love you forever. And if you feel like it, subscribe to my Patreon in the meantime. I really could use the assistance now. I am so fucked. The link to my Patreon is on my Instagram bio. I gotta try to put this link. I don't know how to add this to my link tree. It's not letting me. So just for now, please, 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 everyone, please, please, please help. My main account got banned. I have no idea why. I haven't.
Yeah, so she's basically saying that it's the end of the month and her rent is due. And she said that if she ends up with colon cancer, she blames it on J-Lo because she has to constantly get colon checks because she did have colon cancer and survived it. I don't want to put out any negative energy because nobody knows details and it would be disrespectful, but she wasn't looking herself in the last few videos. A lot of people are talking about that. She did lose a lot of weight very fast. She's never been big on here, at least that I've seen. She did mention, I guess, on one of her videos that she thought she might be sick again. She's also said that has gotten many death threats and that she's afraid that people will come after her. And she's been threatened to take down her content. So you can imagine the conspiracies that are lingering around about her. Oh, it just makes me sick thinking about it. But when you're throwing this kind of heat at rich people, you know, you got to be fucking careful. I mean, we've heard the stories. We've seen it happen. And it just puts a bad taste in my mouth. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, my condolences again, and I hope she's resting peacefully. And, oh my God, I'm going to miss her content so much. I mean, she is the number one, like, entertainer on there. You want more, I'll give you more. She's fiery, she's bitchy in, like, a good way. You know, like the other user said, she doesn't take any shit. She was funny, like, loud and, you know, in your face and not scared to say whatever. So I think she was a real asset on TikTok. I mean, she had a lot of viewers. You know, again, probably made a lot of enemies that she didn't need to be making. But I'm not... A lot of people are saying a lot of different things. And we just, again, her family is saying they don't know details. So very, very sad. I was very saddened and super, super shocked. Like I said, I'm like, this has to be a rumor, people are just being mean, because I can't tell you how many times a week I see, oh, this person died, RIP, and it's like, oh my God, and then you look it up and they didn't. So I think that's like really cruel to put out in the universe. I don't know why people do it. And I was almost hoping that's what it was today with Kyle, and it's not. She honestly did pass away. So I just want to do like a little tribute TikTok and kind of refresh. If you guys don't know who she is, you can go look up her content. She does have this newer TikTok account. It's not her original one. And unfortunately, she lost all of her content because of the banning. Again, I don't know why she got banned. I don't even think she knew why she got banned. You know, as in specific reason. But yes, I'm sorry about the sad episode. But I did want to do something for her because I did really, really enjoy watching her and her content. And I honestly would have loved to have had her on the podcast. She is definitely somebody you would want to interview on your podcast. But thank you guys for listening, and tune in. We'll be chatting soon.